Paula Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of a pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
So just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here, as we continue on here on the second hour. Nancy Levan is here as well. Vicki Davis is going to be coming up here in just a moment. It continues to be the 28th of September, 2013. And at the end of the last hour, we were talking about how there is a mayor in California that was, the city council there in San Leandro, California, was preparing to fly the communist Chinese flag. Now, we know that there are other initiatives going on all across this country right now, inviting in the communist Chinese under the EB-5 investment visa program. They can invest $500,000 or $1 million, depending upon what area they happen to be investing in. And they can literally buy, foreigners can literally buy permanent residency in the United States. And this is a real national security issue that's not being talked about, not being addressed. The media is not really reporting on it. I haven't really heard any media reporting that's been done about this. It's a complete blackout, complete cover-up for the most part, except for some local area thing when the events happen locally, maybe the local media might pick up on it. But by and large, people are in the dark about this real, very real security threat. Now, this situation in California, they say in a statement delivered to WorldNet Daily by city officials late Thursday, Mayor Stephen Cassidy commented on the controversial decision to fly the flag of Communist China of the People's Republic of China at the San Leandro City Hall on October 1st. San Leandro does not fly the flags of other nations at our city hall. We need to call a timeout and allow the community to weigh in on whether or not we should raise the flags of other governments. Seriously, we need to allow the community to weigh in on this? This is a no-brainer, folks. We should not rush to host the flag of a specific government at City Hall and set a precedent before we listen to the community and carefully review our options. Well, I don't know, Nancy. It seems to me like I remember Governor Blanchard here in Michigan repeatedly flying the UN flag at the Capitol here in Michigan.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that not a foreign flag? I mean, certainly it's not our flag.
No, it certainly is not.
He goes on to quote, I think it was the mayor, quote, I recognize that my decision will disappoint many persons. I greatly value and am tremendously thankful to our Chinese-American community for its extensive and significant contributions to the welfare of the people and economy of San Leandro. Our Chinese-American community has helped make San Leandro one of the most diverse cities in California and the U.S. Those in our community wishing to celebrate the founding of the People's Republic of China are welcome to use one of our parks, as do other groups that celebrate key events of their nations of origin.
While in a gated community, you cannot fly an American flag.
Well, go to Beijing. Go to Beijing and try to fly an American flag.
Yeah, really.
So we got that going on. One other thing before I bring Vicki Davis up. Here we see from the Detroit Free Press, Snyder, that's our illustrious governor here in Michigan. Snyder says he pitched Michigan and Detroit investments to the Chinese.
Yep.
Red Rick, I like to call him, back from his third economic development trip to China, Governor Rick Snyder described how he tried to sell the Chinese on Michigan and the city of Detroit. One of his pitches? Detroit's assets are a bargain now, but are poised to rise. There's a huge investment opportunity in terms of large-scale investment, Snyder told an audience at Techconomy, Detroit, a day-long conference at Wayne State University on the role of technology in job creation and urban revitalization. That was part of my pitch to them regarding Detroit. Detroit is the value place in the United States, he says, in Michigan, and potentially the world in terms of a great value opportunity. Come in and invest now, because there's going to be a great upside. Now, they go on to say from here, and I'm not going to read the whole article. We just don't have time. But, people, I come back once again to the reason why Detroit's such a great economy. Why is Detroit so cheap? Why are neighborhoods so run down in Detroit? Why is the infrastructure crackling and crumbling underneath us? Why are our streets going unrepaired today? Why do we need Chinese investments in the United States in order to sustain us, people? Because this is a part of a deliberate outsource.
There is a website. It's the China-Alliance.com. And you can go read all about it. You can read about the politicians in Michigan who are pushing this thing. Darren, as you remember, the Chinese had at one point bought a very large acreages of land in Milan, Michigan, to build a Chinese-only city, knowing that they were going to come in and set up a shop in Detroit. Remember?
Yes. Oh, absolutely, I remember. And they still own the property, actually. It's owned by a company named Sino-Michigan Properties, LLC.
Yep.
And last I knew, they had hit a roadblock with that, but they're not going to give up with it. They're going to keep pushing because, folks, When you don't acknowledge the real problems, you fall back on solutions that are not solutions at all. I think they've engineered this in order to make the case that we need to have these foreigners here. We're being internationalized. We're being colonized.
And it's not even just Detroit. Governor Brown in California, he has been going back and forth with tons of people to China, setting up the same thing. I can't remember the guy's name. I think it's Otter. Governor Otter in
yes.
Utah, same thing. They are bringing coalitions of Chinese businesses over here. And once again, we're internationalizing.
Yeah, we're being colonized. I don't want to keep Vicki waiting too long. Vicki Davis began her career in 1976 in Silicon Valley as a contract computer systems analyst and programmer. She had 20 years of solid experience, but she discovered she could no longer find work after the year 2000 because of these same initiatives that we're talking about. In her case, it was the Knowledge Trade Initiative, which deliberately outsourced many American jobs, primarily to India. It was the outsourcing of her job that led her down the long road of researching globalization and all of its aspects. She maintains her channelingreality.com website, where there's just priceless information and documentation there.
Indeed, Darren, it really is.
And she reposts the results of her research and her commentaries about current events. Vicki, welcome back to Govern America.
Hi, Darren and Nancy.
Hi, Vicki. Yeah. Welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, I started on this mission of research because of the betrayal. It made no sense whatsoever that our government would facilitate the export of white-collar, high-dollar jobs and then facilitate the import of Indian programmers to take the jobs that weren't outsourced. It makes no sense to deprive your own people of income so that they then can't get a job, file bankruptcy, lives destroyed. I mean, it's a betrayal on a level that set me off on this research path, and I've been researching this for about a decade now, and
yeah.
My whole objective has been to explain, to define what they did, why they did it, when they did it, who they are, and what the outcome is going to be for our country. And it's
not good. No, it's not pretty at all. You know, in order for, you know, we're being sold a bill of goods. One of the bill of goods we're being sold is that the United States has got to help other nations. Well, in order to help other nations, you have to be in a position of strength yourself. You can't be laying flat on your back and help other people up. I'll tell you what, we got to take the break already. When we come back, we'll hit the ground running. We'll be back with Vicki Davis.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite.
and the vast majority of it is made in China. Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Govern America. We're visiting with Vicki Davis. Her website is channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com. It's up on ours at Govern America right now. Vicki, you know, what we're talking about here is something that you like to call crisscross double cross. Can you explain the concept here for the listeners who haven't read your stuff?
Yeah, crisscross double cross is, it's a system that they designed of misalignment of interests. That's the simplest way to say it, is that it is a misalignment of interests. And Barroso, let's see, José Manuel Barroso, who is the president of the European Commission, he recently gave a speech in which he explained it. Let me get this.
Let's give a little background to folks first who don't know who Barroso is. You said he's the president of the European Commission, but the guy's a communist, isn't he? I mean, doesn't he have?
I believe he is. Yes.
He has communist backgrounds, and wasn't he heavily involved in some communist movement years ago?
Yeah, 1974, there was the Carnation Revolution in Portugal. All around the world, there have been these revolutions, and they've given them names that are associated with a color. There was the Orange Revolution in Ukraine. I assume that the Iraq Revolution was the Purple Revolution. They've given them names. And what these revolutions do is the same thing that's going on in Syria, which is to destabilize the existing government so that the existing government can be replaced with, I believe, a government that will fall in line with the global governing system.
Okay, let me just jump in here for a moment, because you were talking about revolutions and how the revolutions destabilize countries. Think of the Arab Spring. That's kind of along the same lines, even though it's called something else. It's really the same thing, isn't it? I mean, the purpose of the Arab Spring, so-called, is to destabilize, and that is ultimately going to lead somewhere.
Yes. That is. That's exactly what it is. In 2003, George Bush announced that his intent was to facilitate and to build the Middle East Free Trade Area. Now, nobody ever talks about this in the media, but the Free Trade Area is a common market. And the idea of a common market, well, let me give you the overall global picture of what they're doing. The idea is to end nation states and to define regional organizations that are common markets, which all that means is that they are operating under international law. It's the end of the nation states. Okay, mm-hmm. So what George Bush wanted to do was to create a Middle Eastern free trade area.
Well, yeah, and it's important to point out, and I don't want to keep interrupting you here because I want to give you a chance to say what you're saying, but I think it is important to point out the speech you're referring to when he first proposed that was on March 9th, 2003. Now, I've got a speech here from March where Bush is pushing for war in Iraq. That was about the same time he was pushing for the war in Iraq, is the time that he proposed this Middle East free trade area.
Yeah,
I don't know if average person would put that together, but anyway, now they're pushing for other agreements or other wars. So I think you're on to something when you connect the hostilities and the mess that's going on. The destabilization would be the word that's going on in the Middle East with free trade areas and free trade agreements.
I'm absolutely positive of it because it follows the same pattern. You know, when you see a pattern that occurs over in Asia and in our country, in Europe, and they announce, you know, free trade area of the Middle East. Okay, well, it's just following the pattern. So the idea is to break down the national governments over there. And you know, so what that it's Assad, and that he was royalty or whatever. He was still elected. That was still their government. But these globalists who are trying to build this international law of international system of law and commerce require that the nation states with borders be broken down.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's why Assad has to go.
Vicki,
yeah,
I also have to, I want to raise the issue of what Agenda 21 referred to as equity. When we clearly see through the horrible unemployment in Europe, through the horrible unemployment in the United States, that we are all becoming accustomed to part-time wages, much, 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 much less wages, which, of course, then disallows buying homes, buying automobiles. But it also puts us in line with the very low pay scales of people in other countries. For instance, China, I just read, your average China factory worker makes about $2.50 an hour. And I see all of the rest of the world coming into this quote-unquote equity, this equality supposedly, where we are going to be brutally low-paid people.
Yeah, well, that's the idea. See, we all look at the world from within our sphere, within the United States.
Right.
These globalists, they don't see borders. They have eliminated borders. And so they're looking at factory workers all around the world as a class. And
exactly.
Retail clerks all around the world as a class. And the idea, of course, you know, if you're looking at a global system, then there are no nationalities. There are only retail clerks. You know, and so, yeah, the idea is to equalize wages all around the world. Of course, for the developed countries, that is economic suicide for this country.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We're at the bottom of the hour already. When we come back, I want to continue with talking about the Middle East Free Trade Agreement, Middle East Free Trade Area that is being proposed and being pushed. We hear stuff about making the world safe for democracy, ladies and gentlemen. What does that really mean? Well, I think it means making the world safe to do business for the major corporations. We'll get Vicky's take when we come back from the break. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
You are tuned in to the Republic. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin. sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call
502-922-4457. All right, we're back. This is Govern America, visiting with Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com. And, Vicki, before the break, we were talking about how this Jose Manuel Barroso, who is the president of the European Commission, he had a background that was really communistic in nature, at least according to what I've read of your research, digging into his past. And we see so many of these other people that are pushing the globalism on a worldwide scale. Maurice Strong comes to mind, and I remember talking to a fellow on this program about how he knew people that were very familiar with the Strong family, and how their worldview was pretty much communistic. We have all these global communists at the UN, the trade organizations, and at the State Department, really, which are pushing for globalization worldwide, which empowers multinational corporations over the rights and well-being of the people, feeding off of the people. So on the one hand, it would look like that everything that we see going on right now is really corporatism. People can fight over these terms, but ultimately it accomplishes the same end, does it not? I mean,
yes, it is corporatism. And the idea is for the multinational corporations to operate at the global level. And if you go to the UN website and do some reading, you'll find that they have something called the Global Compact, where these multinational corporations are supposed to exhibit social responsibility. Well, that's an absolute contradiction, because a corporation's objectives are to make money. It is.
Yeah.
They put up their principles of corporate responsibility, but it's meaningless. It's absolutely meaningless because their objective is to make money, period.
So we come back to the question of what does it really mean then when our State Department and our leaders here in the U.S. want to use the military to, quote, make the world safe for democracy? What do they really mean by that?
Well, what they mean by that goes back to the misalignment of interests. Because of the way that the global economy has been structured, the way that they've set up these systems, U.S. interests are actually in foreign countries. And the military follows foreign investments. So while we have China investing over here, and China and Russia and other foreign countries investing in the United States, the United States has invested foreign direct investment in other countries. And the U.S. military follows U.S. investments. And that's what I mean by crisscross, double cross. Because the United States, the investments from the United States are going into foreign countries. Well, that's a double cross for us. And the other double cross is that foreign countries are investing in the United States.
And that's what we were talking about just a little bit ago with the Chinese flag being flown, with the EB-5 visa program that you talk about all the time. So that's
exactly
the cross. That's the crisscross. And it only follows that we're going to be wage slaves very much the same way as China's workers have been exploited.
Exactly the same way.
Well, there it is. Because if, for instance, China is bringing their auto industry to Detroit, now are they going to pay us $20, $30 an hour to build automobiles when they pay the people in China $250 an hour?
Certainly not.
Absolutely not. And, of course, that is a communistic system. You know, Vicki, it dawns on me. Barroso's background is interesting, and it reminds me very much of our president's background, does it not?
Yes, the rising star from the underclass.
The rising star from the underclass, Barack Obama with parents who were communist organizers. That's what they did for their living. And Barack Obama's interesting background in college and his interesting partnerships in college. Yeah, I see that he was implanted here to bring this a communistically based system to the United States. And he's done a good job.
That's exactly. I don't think he's not the president of the United States. He is the administrator.
I agree.
Under the global system.
That's very well said. Very well said. You know, we've got over, 500-something of these foreign trade zones all across the United States where basically these are international territory, and anything can really be a foreign trade zone or a free trade zone.
Yeah.
They're pretty much one and the same, right? Foreign trade and free trade zones, you know, we can use that interchangeably, can we not?
Yes, because they are called different things in different countries, and they call them foreign trade zones here, I think, to mask what they're doing. Everything in the United States is done, there is a mask over it, and so you have to look beyond the mask and say, functionally, what purpose does this serve? And
Vicki, one thing that I recently read was that in the foreign trade zones, particularly in China, is where most of the what we call the sweatshops that are full of trafficked people are operating. And, you know, our foreign trade zones or our international zones, they're very interesting. We have our ports, our airports. We have entire cities coming under these designations. And so, I cannot help but be profoundly concerned about how we're going to be treated as workers in these international zones.
They're already treating people like slaves.
Absolutely.
Because as people get more and more desperate for jobs, you know, they'll put up with just about anything to feed their families. And so, yeah, I mean, that was my concern. Oh, by the way, Governor Otter, he's Idaho's resident rodent.
Is he Idaho? Okay.
Yeah. And
resident rodent.
Yeah, and he's gone on trade missions to China.
Yeah,
and that was how I first started actually researching the foreign trade zones, because I saw certain elements of it, you know, the intermodal commerce zones from the transportation legislation, and then the implementation of school to work, you know, in these zones. And so I could see that there is a system to these things, and so I started studying them. And that's how I came to understand that they are actually the international ports. Under international law, they are international ports.
Yeah.
Well, and that's an important point, too. The school to work, that's Common Core. And, of course, now that has been implemented by force into the United States as well.
Well, here's a name to research on that, and I just recently saw that. David Hamburg was the president of Carnegie Foundation, and in his bio it says that he was working with the Soviets to harmonize our education system with the Soviets. And I suspect that Common Core comes out of that harmonization.
Hmm. Oh, I bet so, too.
Yeah, I think we got to be careful getting back to your comment about Butch Otter. You know, we don't want to be too hard on the rodents. So I think we just got to be real careful about, you know, just disparaging them in that way. Anyway, you know, there's a thing at the State Department that you stumbled upon called diaspora communities.
Diaspora. I've heard it pronounced.
Is it diaspora? Okay.
Yeah, diaspora.
Well, I looked it up, you know, I guess the meaning of the whole thing is diaspora, whatever, however it's pronounced, means any group scattered outside its traditional homeland, which to me says that the entire U.S. basically could be considered such a thing. What do you think of that?
Well, yes, I mean, that's the idea. And I first heard that when I heard, who is that senator, that woman senator from Maine, she was talking about our Somali community, and that really stuck in my head, because I could see around different places in the U.S. they are importing communities of foreigners. It's like pockets of foreigners, okay, and that fits the description of what's going on in San Leandro, right? There is a pocket of Chinese people there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in Detroit, there is a pocket of people from the Middle East. There are pockets of people, foreigners, that they import and set up to live in the United States. Well, my understanding of what they're doing is that these pocket communities are then supposed to connect back with their
homes. Okay, we've got to take a break.
Eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RDN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood, skin and bone. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You know, six skin guns and money again. Another day older and deeper and dead. Saint Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my suit to the company store.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Sorry about the, you know, the conversation's starting to get interesting when I forget to watch the clock, so I apologize for that. But we're visiting with Vicki Davis of ChannelingReality.com. That's ChannelingReality.com. And Vicki, I'm sorry about that break. We had to very rudely interrupt you. I hopefully you didn't lose your train of thought there.
Oh, yeah, no, no. Okay, these pockets of foreigners, and they're nearly always located near a foreign trade zone, which, of course, has become an international area. And if you think of a foreign trade zone, think of it as a logical island, separate and apart from the rest of the territory around it. Because it's under a different system of law.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In that, the idea is that they bring these foreigners in, and those foreigners are then supposed to connect with people back in their home country to set up a trading relationship. You know, the relationships that you need for country to country trade.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in my diagram where I showed the crisscross double cross, you'd notice that they are from port to port. Okay, the connection is port to port. But bringing these foreigners in, people don't just come in. It's not people are not just units in a commercial world. People bring their culture with them.
Right, exactly. And the whole purpose there, you know, is, I think, among other things, other than just facilitating this, really, to me, the whole reason why they're doing this is to break down, literally break down our culture and create strife. There's two ways to destroy a country, and one of those ways... country anymore.
Right. Right.
And the more... go ahead.
And that's the objective, because they are looking at building a global system of law and commerce.
Well, and that is the purpose of Common Core, is to teach our children to be a different type, to be an international citizen. Now, I also want to make note that, really, to understand the diaspora communities, you go to the State Department's website, once again. John Kerry actually has an article up on the State Department website called Celebrating America's Diaspora Communities. And there is also, they have an alliance. They have a website. It is diasporaalliance.org. And once again, just go to the State Department, and John Kerry will tell you all about how wonderful this is.
Yeah, and in our country, the way this is being implemented, the State Department really becomes the head of government, essentially, because they're the ones that are responsible for negotiating and implementing international agreements.
Right.
And so I would say that it's very safe to say that our domestic laws are actually being written by State Department lawyers.
Well, you know, this all goes back, really, to the secret government and the National Security Act of 1947. You know, you were talking in your research about how the Office of Strategic Services, which became the CIA, you know, all this was created going back into 1947, and at that time, a couple of years later, they redid or amended the act and put basically the Department of State was listed first in importance under that act. Did you want to comment on all that?
Well, yeah, that was just something that I noted, you know, in the hierarchy of how things are specified. When you have a list in formal documents, it's always they're always in order of precedence. And they listed the State Department first, which makes sense, because the objective of the CIA was to help build the common market of Europe. And I have declassified State Department documents that say that. Okay, so that's not conjecture, and it's an absolute fact that the purpose was to build the common market of Europe, which is a regional overlay on top of the countries of Europe. And in order to do that, they had to subvert the sovereignty of the nation states of Europe.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's identically what happened here. We had this regional, all of the regions were laid on top of the constitutional and state laws. Now everyone is beholding to their regional councils and commissions. And then all the rest of it, frankly, the constitutional law was also subverted by executive orders by all of these presidents.
Yes, and the executive orders derive from the international law, the implementation of international law in our within our country.
Absolutely.
And so Yeah, we've got two sets of laws going on here in this country. We don't see it because we live on the ground. On the ground, the United States exists, and our traditional governing system exists. Up in the air, above ground, we have the international law, the regional system of governing.
Yep.
And we can't. It's not attached to any particular, they do define, areas that the regions belong to, but since there is coordination at the national and international level among these regions, you might as well say they're under a single system.
Yeah. You note in your writings that D.W. Brogan was quoted by Arthur Schlesinger, Jr., who was a Council on Foreign Relations member, back in 1947, as saying, change anything except the appearance of things.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's
so
exactly
that
what
fits.
They've done. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was saying, I heard somebody on the radio the other day saying that there are like three levels of knowledge. There is the public knowledge, and then there is the knowledge that is at the operative level, and then there is the insider knowledge of what's really going on. Well, I think it's really actually more complex than that because we have different systems. We've got the health system, we've got the education system. So we have multiple levels of systems, for how we run things in our country. And within each one of those levels, then we have the three curtains of knowledge of what's really going on, at that level. So it's like a multi-tiered game of chess.
Mm-hmm.
To try and sort all of this out. But one thing I want to point out about what's going on in San Leandro,
mm-hmm.
which is a classic example of the misalignment of interests. We've got the mayor of a small town in the United States celebrating the communist Chinese that have taken over his area.
Right.
October 1st is the day after the government of the United States will shut down if they don't pass the continuing budget resolution. So if they, that's really what concerns me about his announcement that they're going to fly the Chinese flag on October 1st. Because our government might be shut down. And under an international system, the planting of a flag, when there is no government, is kind of like a claim of territory.
And I've always viewed it that way, every place we've seen this. Nancy, I don't know, it seems like that date October 1st just keeps coming up over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's interesting. And
that was the Bolshevik Revolution, the October Revolution, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. And it's also the date that a lot of other things are coming to a head here in the United States as well. Interesting. All right, I'll tell you what, we're out of this hour already. Hour number 3 is coming up straight ahead, and we'll open up the phone lines as well after the news. 800-313-9443. Stay with us.
Freedom ain't